Don't let yourself get in the way of thinking that today offers new possibilities, things that are different from what you may have experienced yesterday. And so we try to put together pieces of all of this information that's available now to us when it comes to Syria. There is much concern, a lot of saber rattling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here on the Good Day program, we'll see if we can take some of these pieces apart. When I say we, I mean I'm Doug Steffen, along with Beatrice. She's at the controls. Beatrice Fortier is at the controls of our studio in Washington, along with, I think, the people who work with her, Kenny Caller, Mrs. Fortier. From time to time, because she wants to be warm and cuddly. There's nothing warm and cuddly about what's going on in the Middle East. The United States, Britain, France all say that they are prepared to take action against Syria for the use of the chemical weapons in the attack in Damascus last week. What is the action? What are the potentials? There seems to be a lot of confusion, but then there always is a lot of confusion when it comes to these sorts of things, because governments operate like most businesses and most people's lives. They grab their butt and hope they don't get lost in a snowstorm, or a sandstorm in this case. Syrian government continues to deny the charges. That's a joke. And so back and forth it goes. You'd think that these people, what is there? Isn't it amazing when you get right down to it, what people and their egos are all about, and how people's the drive to be in control or to have power is really above all, that takes precedence to everything, doesn't it? I mean, think about it. Whether it's in business, whether it's in your personal life, you're jockeying with your spouse about control for this or that, right? Is that what happens in many circumstances? Kenny, I know you don't have that with Lisa, but...
No, she's in control and she can have it.
So there you go. All right, so the UN inspector is supposed to investigate the site of the attack. Syrian government didn't let them. The delays were in order to improve preparedness and safety for the team. Again, this is the same sort of childish stuff that goes on. They say these things. You know, they're acting like five-year-olds, like we can't see through all of this stuff, but yet it goes on and on and on. Maybe that's the state of the human condition in general, Kenny. We're just not very mature. If we were, why would we fight with each other as much as we do? Why is there always a fight? Why do we always have to be in a rhubarb with somebody about something? And again, I go back to our personal lives. You go back to conditions at work, people that you like to work with, people you don't like to work with, governments getting along or not getting along. The fact that we even have boundaries sometimes makes me wonder. 194 countries in the world, all these boundaries, different languages. Why isn't there just one language and one, we all kind of, this is the earth. We're all on this little ball, this little teeny weeny ball. That's what it is, a small little ball hurtling through space to God knows where, from who knows where. And we want to fight about everything. We want to, and that has to do again with power. Control, I guess I'm being very philosophical. What sort of philosophy do we have being expressed on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or the Twitter account at Good Day Show, Kenny?
Let's see. Stacy says that the Syria business is going to turn into a mess. Yes, chemical attacks on civilians are terrible, but we can't act again without the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Sean says, if Russia condones the use of chemical weapons in Syria, we have much bigger world problems than just Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve says, is there a geopolitical or natural disaster ever that doesn't threaten to raise oil prices?
Yeah, it went up yesterday again. Yep, that's the bottom line. The bottom line is we're going to pay more for oil and the conditions. You know, it's, as I said, I think yesterday, and I'm not sure in which hour I said this, but I am in my own heart, my own head, sure that the real reason here is because of oil, the fuss over oil, what people can make in terms of charging for oil, and the fact that so much of the effort goes toward the defense spending, goes toward the military-industrial complex. Always got to be a problem so we can keep building more planes and tanks and ships and all of the things that are armaments of war. So, plenty of food for thought here. 888-302-3684, as we've given you the background that Kenny and I have for the general discussion. In a moment, we'll continue with a few excerpts from various radio programs that Kenny's been monitoring over the course of the last 24 hours. And your calls certainly are a part of this. Why not, right? Help yourself. 888-302-3684. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of August, on the Good Day program.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started.
Ha! Let's get it started in here.
Start school tech ready at Office Max. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com.
Let's get it started.
Ha!
Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Get a 55-inch Samsung 1080p LED TV, only $799.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we move into the phase of the discussion, I think we'll spend a good deal of time on this, so you can feel free to chime in any way you like, 888-302-DOUG, or on Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Senior U.S. officials saying the U.S. could hit Syria with 3 days of missile strikes starting tomorrow. The strike's purpose would be more to send a message than to overthrow the leader or cripple his military. The options that we are considering are not about regime change, said Jay Carney, who's the White House spokesperson. They're about responding to the clear violation of an international standard that prohibits the use of chemical weapons. So then why don't we send missiles that say Great Britain or France on them, or Turkey or something like that, instead of USA on them? Is that make any sense to anybody in Washington? Hello? Knock, knock? Anybody home? 888-302-3684. Here is Taco Scott Sands with White House correspondent Mike Makowicz about the military preparedness as we learn a little bit more about the possibility of these strikes?
It appears that the U.S. Armed Forces are preparing contingency plans for military action.
Yeah, it does appear that the United States military is positioning itself to be able to be called upon if they are. There are four destroyers that have been put off the coast of Syria. There's a couple of submarines that we understand are available in that area, and there are also aircraft that are based in the Middle East. But the question is, will the president pull the trigger on a military response? Now, as recently as a week ago, that seemed very remote. There was a letter that was sent by the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Martin Dempsey, the general who was in basically in charge of the Pentagon, that had said to a Democratic congressman that would not be a good idea, that it would not have decisive military effect, but it would decisively commit the United States to what was essentially a morass over there. But now the latest reports of chemical weapons have changed everything, and now you hear the administration saber-rattling, if you will, some very strong rhetoric in relation to this. You're seeing the military moving its assets into place, the defense secretary earlier today saying that they're ready if they're called upon. And at the White House briefing, they left little doubt that there's going to be some kind of a response. The question, though, is what?
Mike, what do we know has happened in Syria? There was some doubt about whether or not chemical weapons were actually used. We needed to send UN inspectors that obviously Syria did not want to let into the country. Where is this new evidence that chemical weapons were used coming from? And do we know how many victims there were of the attack?
I don't know that we have an exact number of victims. We've seen a lot of video that's come out. Of course, you know, any video can be suspect. There are reports from a number of agencies on the ground in Syria that chemical weapons were used. But whatever the evidence is, the White House is acting as if they are already convinced. They say that it is undeniable that chemical weapons were used, and they say that the Syrian regime, the Assad regime, bears responsibility, or culpability is the word that they use. Now, the administration is said to be waiting on an intelligence assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies, but they're, you know, publicly they are still saying that they're convinced that yes, they were used, and that they were used by the Assad regime. We're expecting sometime later this week, perhaps as early as today or tomorrow, that some unclassified intelligence from that report is going to be released to the public to help the administration make the case.
All right. So, under the circumstances, if you were President Obama, what would you do? 888-302-3684. This is a awkward time, it would seem to me. There are a few people who doubt that President Obama is preparing for some kind of action. Why does he feel so strongly about it when the majority of people in our country feel the exact opposite about it? There aren't many good options here. Let's see here. Today, for example, would make for an uncomfortable juxtaposition of themes. Today is the day that Mr. Obama will stand on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial paying tribute to Martin Luther King, Jr. It's the 50th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech. Remember how, among all other things, Mr. King was known as a nonviolent leader. Tomorrow's problematic. The British Prime Minister is set to convene an emergency meeting of Parliament. Lawmakers expected to vote on a motion clearing the way for Britain to be involved in this as well. Let's see here. I'm looking at some of the other days. Mr. Obama, I think, is going on some kind of a trip, isn't he, next week after Labor Day? He'll be gone most of the week. Does he want to be running a military operation from Sweden or from Russia, which, of course, opposes the whole anything to mess around with Syria? So I just thought I'd give you some food for thought here. And the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, says we're ready. Ready, willing, and able, sir. More conversation about this coming up. This is a good day at 21 after the hour.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Edwin Starr with the number one song during this week in 1970 that is reflective of where we are right now in another war footing. We're not out of Afghanistan yet. We're not even really out of Iraq. And we have men and women stationed in ships and planes and artifacts of war all over the world. So here we are getting into another situation, a conundrum, if you will. 888-302-3684. Bob in California, what do you make of this?
Well, I know the ambassador to Libya provided the nerve gas to the CIA Al-Qaeda rebels. You know,
how do you know that? Where did that information come from?
Oh, it came out on the on talk radio tonight, as well as the declassified information under Reagan. How
talk radio? Talk radio is a. There are hundreds of talk radio programs. So do you have a specific show that you're listening to? I'm curious.
Yeah. Clive Davis' show.
Clive Davis. I thought he was a musician.
No. Well, no. There's a show that he has on. Today they declassified.
Okay, Bob. See ya. 888-30. Don't you love people like that? Let's come up with the name of a host. How about Clive Davis? 888-302-3684. Well, you might want to just for my own. I don't know. I figure I know pretty much. There are about 200 good jobs in this this area of work, and I pretty much know everybody, but most everybody. That name doesn't ring a bell. Kenny, you might want to, if you don't mind, I'll apologize to that fellow after. I think he's a rather interesting character, and I'm not sure what he's got in his head. Here's host Mary Beth Marsden talking to Phil Ewing from Politico.com about a poll showing Americans don't want us involved. Duh.
Most Americans really don't have the stomach for another engagement with another country right now, militarily speaking. Your thoughts on John Kerry's pretty strong statements today. Is this trying to change the public tide?
Well, he did give a very strong statement, but if you listen to what he said very closely, he didn't actually put the U.S. any closer to taking action or start a countdown or issue an ultimatum or anything like that. He wanted to make it clear to the government in Damascus that the U.S., for its purposes, has concluded that it used chemical weapons in that attack last week. And however, he did not say, you know, pack your bags, Assad, or get ready for airstrikes or anything like that. It isn't clear to many people in Washington what the next move is going to be, other than the U.S. has decided that, in fact, Assad is guilty and now has to determine what the next step is.
Yeah, and I guess that's the big question for a lot of people. What does it mean to cross the red line, as the president once put it?
Well, so far we don't know, and there's very little different about the situation in Syria, except that there are more Syrians dead than there was 6 months ago or even a year ago when the president first made that red line comment. He doesn't have very many more good options, military intervention, airstrikes, things like that. They will still leave the same dilemmas and problems they would have when we first started to talk about this war all those months ago, and that's why it's such a difficult situation. Just because he feels the tide has turned doesn't make the situation any easier to deal with.
Now, you talked a little bit about what options he may have. What are they exactly?
Well, the president can do almost anything he wants from a military perspective. He can, strike key points of the Syrian military, communications facilities, its fuel, commanders, supply dumps, things like that. He could order the Air Force and the Navy to attack specific military units that are in battle with the rebel forces there. He can target the regime itself, Assad and his top deputies. The question is, what next? You know, if the U.S. does get involved, does take apart the government, destabilize the government, or even kill Assad himself, what's the next move? And that's the question that no one in Washington seems to have an answer to right now.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. When people are about 8, 9, 10 years old, one of the things that they sometimes go through is moving. Moving from city to city or moving from state to state. Well, this is a story of an 8-year-old that actually moved from the United States to a completely foreign country because her parents got new jobs. And, of course, she was really scared. What am I going to do for friends? How am I going to adopt to my new school? Well, she was there for about 2 to 3 months, and then I know this person and spoke to her on the phone. And she said to me the following. This is a great change. I made new friends. I'm going to a new school. I'm learning new things. And she came back and told me, change is good. I want to share that with you today because each and every one of us sometimes leaves a comfort zone. And we're afraid of that comfort zone. But we always have to focus on the positives that are at our new location. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet.
So we're back into the conversation here, the things you need to know to make it through today conversationally. The irritant that is sort of under our skin is Syria at the moment. The U.S. and Britain and France are prepared to take action, so they say, or so we say. And at Al-Qaeda headquarters, They have something different to say. They've threatened a volcano of revenge against the anybody who takes on the Syrian government. That's it. Thank you, Michael. I'm looking at this there. They want to go after the Syrian government as well. A branch of the Al-Qaeda group said in a statement they would punish Syria for a series of massacres, including the chemical weapons. We're on the same side as Al-Qaeda? Wow. Put that in the record books, will you, please, Kenny?
Yeah. I just saw
crazier
that
and crazier. First time, yeah. All right, so Al-Qaeda wants to do the same thing against the Syrians as we do. I don't know that we've said anything as harsh as a volcano of revenge, but, you know, this guy Assad is a bad guy, and he's been a bad guy. He's as bad. He's from the same league of extraordinary gentlemen as Saddam Hussein. How many more of these people can we come up with, not only in the Middle East, but in North and Central Africa, too? All right, so, Michael, thank you for that. I looked at that headline quickly and I thought, wait a minute, who are they going after? After the same people we're going after. We are in the process of reviewing a number of talk radio programs that had the Syrian discussion on the plate yesterday. This is an excerpt from a program hosted by Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor talking about what, if anything, the situation in Syria has to do grasping for straws. How do you connect Syria to the United States and our interests?
If we do go to war, if we do start shooting missiles out of these big boats, how am I safer as a result of that? That's all I want to know.
This is
let me get even more simplistic than that. What the hell does it have to do with me as an American? Let me just get all the way down to that. Answer that question,
well,
somebody.
Tax dollars are putting the bill to drop the bombs on
Syria. No, I got it.
Syria.
I got it. But as a result, what do I gain if we do fire these missiles into this absolutely crazy country where they do stuff like this? What does it have to do with us over here, and why is it our responsibility? What are we protecting? Well, now, if they can say, here's why it makes you safer in Austin, Texas, there at the radio station, I'm going to listen. But dang it, it's one more war, and I know that that Obama wants to try to go for some kind of very efficient, compact, and economical two-day plan here. I have a hard time believing it. It will just simply be that. So
new poll out this morning indicates that just 31% actually support some sort of attack on the Syrian government. While Washington is moving towards action by the apparent crossing of President Obama's red line by the Syrian President Assad last week, many Americans are decidedly unmoved by the alleged chemical attack. Most, in fact, like you, Don, would prefer to just basically stay out of it.
Well, no.
And let them kill women and children.
I didn't necessarily say that. I just need someone needs to do a good sales job on me to prove that this is going to make a difference in my life.
Well, you're kind of repeating exactly what Ted Cruz said late last night when it comes to the possible military action.
I think the president has an obligation to make the case to Congress and the American people why any military action, if there is to be any, is justified and why it's focused on U.S. national security. What it shouldn't be is just a symbolic gesture of disapproval. It should rather be focused on protecting citizens of America.
All right, but there is more and more rhetoric this morning that our Nobel Peace Prize winning president is about to drop some bombs on that country.
Yeah, I mean, golly, that's a perfect point. Yes, it would be a very symbolic gesture, and it would be a statement of don't mess with anybody or the U.S. will come and get you. But again, that's great and that's cool, but after that, how is my life changed?
Good question. I always love those big voiced news sounding voices. All right, anyway. So that's a good, that's a legitimate question, right? Ask that question of you. How are your family members going to have an improved life by us going into Syria? How are you in your life going to have something that is better than what you have today if tomorrow we go in and bomb Syria? A British and American attack would actually probably see something that, according to press releases, would be as follows. The two, the British and the Americans, allies, would launch a barrage of 100 missiles in a blitz that would last about 48 hours. This sort of reminds me of, for some reason or another, Geraldo Rivera letting the plans out of the bag for whatever. Why would this information be public? Why in the name of heaven did whatever, they even have named the submarine, the Royal Navy submarine Trafalgar that's going to be there, American warships that are going to be there, firing Tomahawk cruise missiles. This is where we are today, though, isn't it, huh? Information piled on top of information piled on top of information. And, you know, you just wonder, under the circumstances, how it is that this stuff gets public and why it is that we think it's necessary to know all of this stuff. I don't think it's necessary to know it at all, frankly. 888-302-3684. What I'm most interested in right now is your thoughts, your feelings on this, whether it be facebook.com/Good Day Show. You want to pass some information along, Kenny will give us the highlights there. Twitter at Good Day Show, or your calls at 888-302-3684. What about the decision? This is going to war. That's what this decision is about. It's about going to war. So how does this decision to launch these missiles that apparently everybody knows we're going to do, how is that going to benefit you, us, and even how it doesn't bring back the people who are dead in Syria? Does it keep other people from being killed? Who knows? I mean, 100 Tomahawk missiles, how many people's lives are going to get blown up in that? What, do you think they're just going to hit buildings and nobody's going to be hurt in that? This is another way of us creating a situation whereby we are despised by some, although apparently we're on the same side as Al-Qaeda here in this one. So maybe we're doing the Lord's work. What do you think? 888-302-3684. I mean, a little carried away, but not a whole lot. I think that's. I think that this is beyond preposterous. But that's just me. Your thoughts coming up here on Good Day.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
Let's get started with some of your calls. John in Virginia, in Lynchburg, thinks that we're rushing into this decision to go to war much too quickly.
I'm a little concerned that people are acting a little too quickly. First of all, things don't sound right. There probably was some sort of chemical action there. We don't know who did it, though, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. Why would the Syrians launch a chemical attack with the UN team already there? Now, the White House spokesman said, well, it's too late for them to really find out what happened for an event 4 days ago, yet they were there to try to look into some chemical attacks that happened 4 months ago. So the U.S. voted for that, saying that that really didn't, it just doesn't make sense. Secondly, there was a side incident that not a lot of people paid attention to. There was a rocket attack on Israel about the same day, which the Israelis figured out pretty quickly didn't come from Hezbollah. It came from somewhere near a PFL-PGC camp. They claimed they didn't do it, and the Israelis responded pretty limitedly, which is good for them. Here's the next question. Who did it? And the reason you raise that is it just doesn't make sense for the Syrians to do with all those guys on the ground. What I think we should do is get with the Russians, who have a completely different view of what happened there, and say, look, let's agree what happened, and then let's figure out how to stop this kind of thing from happening again.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Syria, your thoughts. Edie, listening in Worcester, Massachusetts. Eddie, did I say Edie? I did say Edie, yeah. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Eddie.
We should not get involved. The only thing a president should do is try to go to the UN and try to get the combatants together. In other words, Russia and Kuwait, Qatar, and all the other Arab states that are supplying arms to them. You never know how it's going to turn out. Take Kennedy. He went to Vietnam with advisors just because the French colonialists would not get out of Indochina. But then Johnson escalated it, and it was a fiasco. You can even go back to World War II. Yes, Franklin Roosevelt, he sent the Air Force to China, was called the Flying Tigers. That's why the Japanese attacked us. You never know what's going to happen, the outcome. Do not get involved. Negotiate through the UN.
888-302-3684 on Good Day. Next up is Brian in Maryland. Let the people in Syria handle their own problems.
I think that at this point, I think that it's time for America to stand back and just let the nature of all courses occur. I think that, you know, Obama, if he goes in on this intervention, what happens again is we forget about all the innocent civilians. And, you know, of course, you know, no one's calling a spade in this situation. But, you know, there's been a lot of deaths attributed to all these drone bombings. You know, is that going to be a part of this?
888-302-3684. I see Brett thinks we ought to get is this the first one we've had who says we ought to do this? Let's listen.
You know, it's a fact of life that the unconventional things that happen on a mass scale, unless we want to accept without responding to something even worse beyond chemical, you know, nuclear and biological, then we've got to do something. And it's also a fact that when the most people are hurt, for instance, in Rwanda and the Sudan, we don't do anything about it until it's reported on. And then humanity as a collective gets together and they decide, you know, this is something we're actually going to do something about. And Assad is the leader of a sovereign country. And in that sovereign country, something terrible, terrible was done to the people there. And we have the best technology to respond. Let's do it.
888-302-3684. I think it's the first time we've heard that. Here's Justin in New Jersey. Let's wait.
I'd like to say that I don't think we should jump to conclusions until we actually get the report from the United Nations a chemical weapons team on the ground to see who did the weapons. I don't want us to make the same mistake we did in Iraq, where we had UN weapons inspectors on the ground, and before they came to their conclusion, we ended up going into a war we shouldn't have went into.
888-302-3684. Aaron in Ohio believes that we ought to have been there a long time ago.
We should have been in there a long time ago. Because of them seeking help the only way they possibly could, that being to the Taliban, now we've sort of hurt ourselves. There's no possible way we could ever have boots on the ground there. The Americans moved towards having any other battle because of the Iraq war has sort of put a society back into the frame of mind we were in World War One, World War Two, where we're going to let the world go to hell before we step in and help it again. And then we're going to look back and we're going to go, oh, well, this was going on.
888-302-3684. Marie in Minnesota, finish this off, will you please?
It just seems like we always have to have a reason to go into these other countries. And right now, we can't afford another war. It's not even possible. So for them to entertain any of these ideas is ridiculous. And the biggest thing we can do right now is try diplomacy, whatever we need to do, but no more engagement with war. It's just getting ridiculous.
Today, the official word is the action is being considered as limited, aimed at the military in Syria. So that's the wrap. I know we spent a lot of time on it. Maybe we'll take a few more calls on this as we move ahead. 51 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a lot of focus on Syria, a lot of hubbub there. I want to spend a few minutes talking about the Farmer's Almanac and their dire predictions for this winter's weather. I remember last year they had these dire predictions and they weren't really very accurate. But before that, I feel obligated to take a couple of more calls on this thing as we have a moment. D in Lexington, Kentucky, with a focus on the intervention schedule for Syria. Hi, D.
Hi there.
What's up?
We don't need to be over there in any more of those Islamic countries. We've spent enough money on these no-win wars, and it doesn't help us one bit. We're $17 trillion in debt, and, you know, we need to spend our money on our own people here.
Do you have anybody in your family in the military, Dee?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, who would
that be? I have a brother who's a lieutenant colonel, and he feels the exact same way.
Yeah, I wonder how, and that would be something, we have a lot of people listening, there are four or five communities in which this program is heard where there are bases, and I wonder, as I think about, for example, people listening in El Paso, or people down in the Tampa area, where there are men and women getting prepared to, who knows, to do who knows what, maybe they've been to Afghanistan two or three times, you've seen the same sort of thing. I think that there has been, although it was never really used to the extent, it seemed to me there were a few times the Taliban or others in Afghanistan used chemical weapons. At any rate, this is not a pretty picture, and a lot of people that I've talked to or I've heard in conversation basically have said the same thing. Don't do it. We don't need to be there.
That's
we don't
right.
really have the. We're not prepared to be there. It's another one of these things where we're asking for trouble. That's what we're doing.
Industrial military complex that is
yep.
doing this.
That's what it is.
And it's a corporation, and they're getting paid, and it's a no-win war again. And those people have been fighting for millions of years. Let them alone. Let them kill each other.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. 888. I don't know if millions of years works, but for a long time. 888-302-3684. All right. Kenny, you want to cap this with any more comments that we've got from Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show?
Sure. We asked what Syria has to do with the United States, what the situation over there does. And Jay says, none whatsoever. Syria has very little oil or resources. We need to focus on the farmers' strike in Colombia, free trade deal to get their gold, are killing off small farmers for big agri corporation.
Mm-hmm. Big.
It sounds like that's a better idea than going into Syria, I think.
Yeah, it does. 888-302-3684. Okay, now, the Farmer's Almanac is out with a look to the wintertime. Here's a radio host named Lori Moore who's talking to Sandy Duncan here, who's the managing editor for the Almanac, about their predictions.
First, tell us about your publication, which is nearly 200 years old.
It is. The 2014 Farmer's Almanac hit the store shelves yesterday and also on our website at farmersalmanac.com. It's been published every year since 1818. And while many people think about it as an old-time magazine, it really is current. It offers a lot of helpful tips, natural remedies, and ways to live a more sustainable lifestyle.
Awesome. And then, of course, you have your famous predictions. Where do those come from? These aren't old wives' tales and things like that about where do you get your stuff?
Sure. We actually, the long-range forecast from the Farmer's Almanac comes from a mathematical and astronomical formula that's been fine-tuned since 1818, but pretty much relies on a lot of the same factors that were set back in 1818. And it takes things like sunspot activity, tidal action of the moon, and position of the planets. And with that formula, we try to predict what may come 6 months to 12 months down the road.
And...
and you're probably wondering what's going to come around the corner, right?
Yes, because there's some four-letter words that you're using, and our listeners might be using some other ones when they hear what you have to say.
Exactly. You know, Farmer's Almanac is a family publication, but we're breaking trends and using a four-letter word, but that's cold. Cold, cold, cold. We think this winter for most of the country is going to be quite cold. And with that outlook, it comes snow, because we seem like there's going to be a good amount of precipitation. And if it's biting cold, it looks like it's going to be a snowy and a cold winter for your listeners.
Oh, boy. So I'm also hearing, you know, we have an outdoor Super Bowl this year, and you're predicting they could be buried.
Well, we did say buried. It's amazing how one little storm forecast turns into a snowball. But we did say that it could be very hairy. And we're looking at a possible, according to the Farmer's Almanac, a possible good old-fashioned nor'easter, which could be wind, rain, snow, icy conditions. And it's right around when we predict, we're right around February 1st to the 3rd, and the 2nd is the Super Bowl, which is being held in New Jersey in an outside stadium this year. So quite a bunch of people are taking note because it could get a little messier, a little cold.
Well, football's not for wimps, right?
Exactly. So I'm sure the fans will be fine.
All right. So much for the Farmer's Almanac. And so much for this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.